I'm Kiana, and I leveled up my business with Shopify. Once I figured out that Shopify was a thing, I never turned back. I can create a site with my eyes closed. Shopify thinks ahead of us, you know, and it thinks about the customer more than anything. Every day I'm thinking about some other new business, but Shopify is doing it to me because it's so easy to use. It's like I can't stop. I'm addicted.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
When it's time to scale your business, it's time for Shopify. Get everything you need to grow the way you want, like all the way. Stack more sales with the best converting checkout on the planet. Track your cha-chings from every channel, right in one spot. And turn real-time reporting into big-time opportunities. Take your business to a whole new level. Switch to Shopify. Start your free trial today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another weird episode. So this is super last minute. Essentially, what I wanted to do is come on here solo on my own to talk about some of the newer, more recent 2026 Grey's Anatomy updates that we received this week. So the plan is I'm going to do this little solo bonus episode tonight, and then tomorrow this will come out, and then on Friday, April 3rd, the regular episode will come out with both of us talking about the follow-up to the Jackson and April wedding episode. So this is just a little one-off, a little bonus, little two episodes this week. Thank you guys so much for being understanding about our weird schedule. Basically, what happened is I was going to be in Colorado, and that's been planned for a year, and we were trying to figure out how to kind of make it work with traveling to do an episode, a normal episode beforehand. We could not because Carmen and Jess were in Florida like the week before. So we did our regular episode. Honestly, I kind of feel good about making Carmen wait 2 weeks to see the post-wedding episode because the rest of us had to wait, I don't know, 3 months in real time. So he at least had to wait 2 weeks. He had not watched it at this point. I believe the goal was him watching it with getting the recorded reaction. So I'm excited for that. So fingers crossed that that worked out. And then, yes, we'll be back to our regularly scheduled bullshit at the end of this week. But thank you guys so much for the patience and the understanding. After I went to Colorado, I got back on Saturday. And then on Monday, I had to fly to Omaha to meet with the franchisor. The business that I bought is a franchise. So I am the owner of our local franchises, but I obviously had to go to their corporate headquarters to kind of get their training in. So that's where I was last week. Tried to kind of sort it out. We were trying to figure out again if I could take some equipment and record over there, but we're very lucky that we use really good equipment so that you guys get really good sound quality. And we didn't want to really sacrifice that, but there was no way for me to get the equipment out there that I needed. So that is why it was 2 weeks of just different episodes. And I'm very grateful to Carmen and everyone else who jumped in to help with those episodes. Thank you guys for submitting the questions for the Ask Anything episodes. And thank you guys for the rewatch episode, if you enjoyed that. So anyways, all that to say, whilst I have been gone, we have received some big Grey's Anatomy news. 2 days ago, they announced that it has, in fact, been renewed for season 23. So sometimes you just have to heavy sigh and accept it. You know, we're still going. It's been a lot of years. We're still going. We're still going, you know? It's just we're tired, but we're going. You know, these seasons look so different. I talk a lot about getting whiplash between watching the current seasons on and watching where we are, which I would consider peak Grey's. Obviously, there's such a shift when Shonda leaves at the end of season 10. And as time goes on, just as things change in general, the show, the nature of the show, the way the show is shot, the set, everything changes. I understand when actors leave, obviously, to pursue other things or to pursue doing nothing because they don't have to do anything because they've had, you know, this great job, this great paycheck for a long time. So I understand when people leave and they keep the show going. But at a certain point, it just becomes such a different show that I'm like, I almost wish it was just a spinoff because that's what it feels like in so many ways. You know, I'm not going to stop watching. It is March and I haven't watched any from this season. Part of that is because since everything came back in January, I did watch the first half of the season. Sorry, I haven't watched since it came back from winter hiatus. So I watched through the winter break. January, February, March, obviously, there's been like a lot of stuff going on in my life. We got a second dog. I bought this business. We have three children. We just have shit going on left and right. So I have not watched the back half of this season. So I have no idea what's going on. Teddy and Owen aren't together, but probably are going to end up together. We'll get to that in just a second. Meredith is there. She's not there. Who fucking knows? Nick's there. Who's, you know, everyone's in and out. Richard and Miranda are still there. We have all these interns that aren't interns anymore even. It's just like, it's exhausting. We'll never know who Adams's mom is. I'm so tired, you guys. I'm so tired. I don't even know how I want them to end it anymore because everything is so far removed from the original series that it's just like, what's even the point? What I can say is I want them to end it the way they want to end it. You know, I don't want it to get canceled or pulled out from under anybody. I wanted them to end it the way that they feel like honors the show. Obviously, there is such a legacy with the show. You know, it's been on for 22, almost 23 seasons at this point. You don't get 23 seasons of renewals and viewership for being, you know, not impactful. It's a good show. It has made its mark on network television in so many ways. It is absolutely iconic. People know Grey's Anatomy, even if they don't, even if they've never watched it, they still know a decent amount about it, except for Carmen, apparently. I found the one person. So it's just, it's not super surprising that it got renewed based on the way they were taking this season. I did think last year when they announced it was moving to the 10 o'clock spot, I did think that this past, that season 22 would be its last. But I think just because it is Grey's Anatomy and it carries like weight just by being that, I kind of think there is an aspect of them being very involved in these conversations and, you know, the quote-unquote like calling the shots around it all. Obviously, I don't think they're dictating it like ABC, Disney, all of that. Like, it's a very big machine and they're part of it. But I do think that just but the nature of it being as iconic as it is, they are given a little more leeway in the realms of like continuation conversations and everything. So I don't know. I could be way off base. I'm just essentially guessing at this point. I mean, I don't know. But it just feels like the soul, basically just because it is Grey's Anatomy, it gets to keep being on TV. And I would love to see it at this point just go either to 25 seasons and end on 25 seasons or just end at 500 episodes. One of those two things feels right. It's just a round number, a pretty number for both of those, either of those, whatever way they can make it work. If you're gonna, I mean, they've already made television history in so many ways, like just keep it going, you know, at this point, you do what you can do. So it's coming back and I could make not a single prediction for what they're going to do next season because I don't know. I'm so sorry. Anyways, so I don't know what they're going to do. The other more specifically impactful to me news is that they are writing off Teddy and Owen. Cannot celebrate enough. So many of you sent me this announcement. Obviously, I'm thrilled. I hate Owen. I don't like who they have made Teddy become since they have brought her back since she has been with Owen. I like OG Teddy with, you know, when she left post Henry and everything. That's the Teddy that I choose to remember. Hashtag my Teddy. But that one, this current one, is not really my favorite character. I did like, you know, when she was like, I'm choosing me, I'm separating from you. I appreciate that arc. Obviously, I haven't, you know, watched since it came back in January. So who, I don't know what they've been doing since then. I was really frustrated with the potential open marriage arc, quote unquote, because that didn't really last very long, because I thought it was a really great opportunity for them to explore more non-traditional relationships and what that looks like in 2026 now for people, because it is just more common, or at least more talked about. And I thought, okay, so they're giving space to that. They're showing its representation. But then it ultimately just became like, well, they did a terrible job setting their own boundaries and communicating the rules that they would have around it if they, you know, went forward with that relationship. The very few rules that were set, Owen like immediately broke, because he immediately slept with someone that he has known for a very long time. And he immediately like had feelings because he needs therapy, but instead just finds women. So it was just kind of frustrating to watch that play out, because it could have been explored really well. And then they were immediately just like, well, this is a downfall. And yes, obviously that relationship even prior to that was unhealthy. So the chances that that was going to go well were pretty low, but they didn't really even offer the opportunity for it to be explored or portrayed in like a healthy way. So that was kind of a bummer. I didn't really love that. What I do love is the announcement that they're not going to be on the show anymore. I hate Owen Hunt. I've said it before, I'll say it again. If Owen Hunt has no haters, it means I'm dead. And he probably isn't, because whilst they are getting rid of him, I do not believe that they will kill either one of them. I think they will write them off in some happy little family way that gets them to leave. I don't... The whole thing with like Leo, and I felt weird about that storyline, because he kind of adopted him with Amelia, but he kind of didn't, but she was very present in his life. And then like obviously they weren't together, and then Teddy was there, and I felt like that was kind of poorly done from a story standpoint of kind of like maintaining that relationship. It doesn't matter, but obviously they have children, and so I think ultimately they're going to just write them off as a family. And like, they'll, you know, Owen will get a job at this wherever other hospital he's going, or he'll get some other job, or they'll like go back in the army or get drafted like the rest of us. I don't know. Who knows in 2026? So I think, I just don't think they'll kill either one of them, because they're, I mean, I believe Shonda said like, oh, we're so happy to be able to give this couple the happy ending they deserve, which I also feel really strongly about the fact that they announced this just via an Instagram post before we're at the season finale. Like, it's one thing to go through the season finale, have them leave, and then announce it. It's another thing to just arbitrarily on like a random Tuesday announce like, oh, these two actors are leaving the show after like 22 fucking years or however long it's been. I don't know. I think 18 for Owen and 16 or 17 for Teddy. But it's just like, it's a weird choice. I remember, obviously, in the heyday, you know, season 7, 8, 9, 10, there's so much behind the scenes that we were aware of as viewers, like Katherine Heigl leaving, Sandra Oh leaving, and everything with Derek. And like, we were super aware of this because the show was like top of its game, number one all the time, like hitting these huge ratings every night. And so anything that happened behind the scenes was huge news. So anytime these contracts came up for renewal and it didn't go one way or the other, it would be news. So we knew. And then with Sandra Oh specifically, I still feel some kind of way about that, because obviously, I ultimately like the way they sent her off, but I just didn't like that we all knew it. That was just weird to me. But again, I think it was less the show doing it with intention and more just kind of like the nature that we consume entertainment and the way that it was just essentially common knowledge in Hollywood. So then it became common knowledge to people who watched the show because these contract negotiations were going on and it was just like really open. I don't like know why people know the ins and outs of these contracts every time it comes up, but that's how it got leaked, right? It was not the same thing that they did this time where they just announced on Instagram, on the Grey's Instagram account, that these people are leaving. Like, to my knowledge, Carmen didn't see any of this, but I don't know. I do think he would tell me if he did, because he's told me about the other spoiler things, like when he found out about the musical, when someone told him Christina was leaving, still mad about it. But anyways, I just think that they're not going to kill Owen, and that does bum me out, because I would sleep better if he was dead. Here we are. He's not. I don't think they'll kill him and then have Teddy, like, saddled with these kids on her own. I think they'll write them off in a family. And just they'll just keep bebopping around. I don't know why they didn't write them off when they had to run away because Owen was like giving drugs to people to die, which I do agree with, by the way. I do think doctor-assisted suicide should be legal, and I do think that storyline was weird because they've done doctor-assisted suicide storylines really well before in the past, and I think that one was weird, but I think the point of it was, you know, showcasing obviously that this country takes no care of its veterans, which is garbage. And I understand the standpoint of like that's what he was trying to do, but he did do something super illegal. And I do think the reasoning behind it is good and not malicious. And then I was fine when they ran away to hide from the law, but then I was not fine because they did come back. And then I was fine when I thought Owen died in that car falling off the cliff, and I was not fine because he did not die. So, you know, we're just kind of all over the place. Ultimately, they're going to be gone, and that's what matters. No more Owen. I will still hate him until the day I die, but no more Owen. In the current time, I will still have to deal with him for the sake of this podcast, unfortunately, because he continues to not leave the show until the end of season 22, apparently. And I just fear they're going to have him leave, and then they're just constantly going to be like, oh, he's popping back in. Oh, he's calling in. He's FaceTiming in. Bitch, they better not mention this man one more fucking time on this screen after he leaves. I'm so done with him. And I just wish that they would kill him off. And I just wish that none of us would see it coming, because then we could just all revel together in the most glorious death in Grey's Anatomy history. Like, there's no way that they could do it that wouldn't piss me off. If he ended up dead, I'd be happy. I don't care. I've gone on record before saying I'm team bus with George. That would pale in comparison to being team whatever the fuck with Owen. Whatever takes him out, that's the team I'm on. Is it team heart attack? I don't know. Team aneurysm? I don't know. Team bus? I don't know. Team mauled by a tiger? I don't know. I'm on that team. Doesn't matter. They're not going to do it. He's going to get to live. Him and Teddy are going to go get to have some happy ending that he does not deserve. I don't think they would kill him and have her go through another widow storyline. That would be horrendous. Plus, they already said she's leaving, so it doesn't make sense for them to kill one of them and then have the other one just go be sad alone somewhere. That would be a bummer from a story perspective. So anyways, yeah, I don't know that I have much else to say. That's been the news this past week or so since I've been gone. So I clearly have a lot of feelings about it. I think the moral of the story is we're getting season 23 and I'll hate Owen until the day I die. And I think anyone who knows me knows that. And I am proud of that. You can put it on my gravestone. And she hated Owen Hunt. Because I did. And I do. Much more than Derek. Anyways, all that to say, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for being fans of Grey's Anatomy and Grey's Academy. Thanks for listening to me ramble all by myself for almost 20 minutes about two pieces of news that are related to a television show that has been on for so very, very long. I I love all of you guys so much. Thank you for listening. Always here to chat. If you email or message on Instagram, I do my best. Instagram is yet again hiding normal people messages and just showing me the porn robots that message the account all the time for no reason. So if it takes me a little bit, that's why. But I do my best to get back as much as I can. And so, yeah, I just thank you guys so much for all the support, as always. Please keep sharing us. Please tell people about us. Please leave the reviews and the ratings on the Spotify and the Apple Podcast and wherever else you might listen. You can go to graysacademypod.com and you can find the links to all of our socials. You can email graysacademypod@gmail.com. And, you know, if you see Carmen walking down the street, as always, just remember, no spoilies. And we will see you in the next one. And I promise it will be a normal one.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.